I'll remind you that there are 150 psalms, and I've chosen Psalm 100 and the last psalm, Psalm 150. Psalm 100 has its own title built within the psalm, a psalm of praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Inspiring and consoling, yes. And I especially chose the King James translation because I feel it preserves the majesty of the biblical Hebrew. But a ritual expert would look at this in another way. They would see the phrase, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. That is, this is not only inspiration and consolation, it's instruction. It tells you to enter into the gates and be joyful. You are told what to do. And when you enact the ritual, you are supposed to read the text that tells you what to do. Almost everything one purchases today comes with a manual, something that irritates many of us. Some people like to read technical manuals, but none of us think of it as a ritual text. Even friends I know who might read a whole manual before they use a computer program don't stand up in front of the computer and read the instructions. But that's what one should do with these texts. That's the understanding, right? The manual which describes the operation is also the text that gets recited at the operation. I can imagine a kind of magical thinking about technology in which you felt that you had to read the manual aloud to make the machine work. That's the kind of thinking that we're speaking about here. Let us move to Psalm 150. Praise ye the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in the firmament of his power, praise him for his mighty acts, praise him according to his excellent greatness, praise him with the sound of the trumpet, praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance, praise him with the stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Again, a very inspiring poem. But note the instructions. Where should you praise God? In his sanctuary. How should you do it? With musical instruments. The cymbals, C-Y-M-B-A-L-S. Not because we're thinking of theory, I'll remind you, S-Y-M-B-O-L-S, right? Not praising God with cymbals, which might be a more modern idea. Now, we can see a similar relationship between text and ritual in a very famous Mesopotamian text, the Enuma Elish, When on High, the Old Babylonian Creation Account. This was read every year during the New Year celebrations on the fourth day of the celebration. And it tells of the struggle of the gods at the time of creation. Out of these struggles, one god, a young god, emerges triumphant. This is Marduk, who is also identified with Baal or Baal. The enthronement of this young god as the king of the gods was the model for the enthronement of the king and for the reaffirmation yearly that the king is the king and should remain the king. This is a text we will pay great attention to in a later lecture in our series, but I want to read you a short passage from it to give you a sense of its power and its use as a ritual text. This is from tablet 4 of the Enuma Elish, and we are at the point when there has been a struggle between the gods and Marduk has been enthroned. He's a kind of prince of the gods.